The Burmese government announced on Monday that it is abolishing media censorship in the country. Reporters in Burma will no longer be required to submit their work to state censors to be reviewed for publication. All media outlets have, until now, been heavily restricted by the Burmese government. Speaking with Vatican Radio, Director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farmaner, explained that there are still concerns with regard to freedom of the press in Burma, as many media censorship restrictions remain in place.
In the past, Burma had some of the strictest censorship laws in the world. All newspapers, journals had to submit in advance all the articles that they were going to put in their newspapers, and they came back very heavily censored. And journalists would know not even to try and report on certain issues. And in terms of broadcast, all the media was state-controlled. The new government in Burma, the military-backed government that's taken power in the past year, has promised to end censorship and relax censorship laws. They weren't delivering on that promise, and they faced growing pressure both internationally and domestically. In the past 3 weeks, there's been a lot of protests in Burma by journalists and others about the media censorship that has continued there. And so the government has now responded by saying it will... What it's saying that it's ending censorship, but what it's actually doing is just ending pre-censorship. So journals, newspapers, they don't have to submit articles in advance anymore. But there are still strict censorship laws in the country. There are areas where journalists are still not allowed to report on issues they're not allowed to report on, and they will still be operating within some quite strict guidelines. And even in the new constitution of Burma, there are laws in the new constitution which mean that there cannot be completely free media. There's constitutional restrictions about what they can publish, even relating to what goes on in parliament.
Now, would you say that this step towards lifting censorship, even if it's only a partial lifting of the censorship, would you say it's a genuine step in the process of reform that's happening in Burma, or is there still some questions of the credibility of the small step in lifting the censorship?
The announcement that the government have made today that journalists will not have to submit articles in advance is, of course, a welcome step, and it's part of a bigger picture of reforms that are taking place in Burma. But like all the other reforms, there are problems with this. This isn't a complete end to all censorship with a guarantee that media will have freedom and independence to report on anything they want. It's a half measure. It's a welcome measure, but it's still a half measure. That, you know, censorship has not been banned in Burma. There is still censorship there. There are still limitations on what media are allowed to report. There are still limitations on certain issues. And so if a newspaper publishes something which goes over a line that the government doesn't like, they can still ban publications, they'll suspend publications, they can still jail journalists. All these laws are still on the books. So this is a very typical kind of reform for Burma where it sounds good up front, and of course you have to welcome it, but actually it's very limited in terms of actually guaranteeing true freedom of the media.
What is the long-term outlook for reform in Burma at this point in time, and what still needs to happen?
This is a big question that needs to be asked. It's exactly the right question, because you have seen a series of reforms, and in response, the international community has been lifting sanctions, has started to talk about investment and trade being restored. A lot of positive steps in response to the reforms that have taken place in Burma. But what some people in Burma are concerned about is that this is not a genuine reform process, that they are making some steps that look good on the surface, and they do allow some more freedoms, and that's welcome, but they are not enshrining any of this into law. So here they're saying media will no longer have to submit articles in advance, we will end that kind of censorship, but there is still no guarantees for press freedom. And this is typical of the approach of the government, which leads some people to be suspicious about their true motives. Not one of the repressive laws that enable journalists and democracy activists to be jailed, and the thousands of people that have been jailed in recent years, not one of those laws has been repealed. And where some of the laws, new laws have been introduced which are supposed to guarantee rights, they're actually extremely limited in the rights that they give. So So the government has managed to get most of the sanctions lifted. It's got international pressure lifted, and it's getting lots of praise from the UN and world leaders, while at the same time the depth of the reforms are quite shallow. And it's the same that's happened today. A lot of positive headlines because of this, and saying that media censorship has been lifted, but actually the government still has the power to censor the media. That hasn't gone. They've just said they've said they're not going to do a certain type of censorship at the moment.